Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. Well, it's another fabulous Thursday, and I love the winters lately. We get the snow, and then the next day it's gone, so you don't have to take it off of your car and, you know, dig yourself out, which I can't do anymore. In any case, without further ado, I'm going to introduce my wonderful guest this evening, Mr. Bert Barron. And Bert, I'm going to say, first of all, has been in radio for 21 awesome years. And he also, going to say, is in the Radio Hall of Fame. So that is really a fantastic congratulations to you, Bert, on that you were inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, and that you were also nominated for other awards, for the NAB Marconi Award, so as a radio show host. So that's really wonderful. And plus, God bless you, because I know you're up like 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning to get ready for your 6 a.m. shows. So welcome, Bert.
Nancy, thank you so much for having me. And it just dawned on me a few moments before calling in to join you today that we never discussed what the topic was going to be today. So I like going into things like this and trying to, expect the worst but hope for the best. But I can't thank you enough for this great invitation.
Oh, my God, you're welcome. And never, you can always hope for the best on my shows. I'm turning my volume down a little bit because my shows are always for, and I always probably try to emphasize, fun, fun, fun. I go, come in, join me, and have some fun with me and whoever happens to be on my show. And that is my intention, is to have fun and allow all of my talented guests to tell their story. I don't, really say too much about us. To the little teaser in the promo, but I really like my guests to tell their story. And I only have one question, and my question is to you, is who influenced you the most while you were growing up? And why?
Wow. I've been fortunate to have a lot of people influence me in different ways, Nancy. But I guess for the sake of our conversation today, and really who the person that gave me my introduction to art and music and culture and really kind of opened my eyes to a lot of things was my big brother. And I think a lot of people have an older sibling who kind of like, you would spend hours in the bedroom and go through the entire Beatles collection on vinyl and watch all the cool TV shows. And, he had the driver license before I did. We grew up here in New Jersey, so he's the guy that would take me to the arcade and take me to the movies and really kind of show me all the cool things that were available. So I can never repay my older brother enough, who still lives in Morris County, New Jersey, and we still talk often. A profound influence on me that I appreciate to this day, just for enriching my life the way he has. I can never thank him enough. He's been a big influence on me and continues to be to this day.
Oh, that is fantastic. And I'm telling you, we have so much in common already off the bat, other than being in radio. And I don't never compare myself to anyone, but I have an older brother, Bill, as well, that I call Billy. And we called him Willie while he was growing up. And he was a big influence on me as well because he's second on the monument at the Paramount Theater. And he's Billy the Guitar Man Ryan, who was the lead guitarist with Clarence Clemons, Red Bank Rockers. And before that, he was with James Cotton Blues Band. So I would be sitting there listening to him downstairs playing and rehearsing. So we have very similar stories. And my mother, too, though. She was a singer. So
isn't it great having a big brother? Isn't it great, Nancy, having a big brother to kind of show you all the cool stuff?
Yes.
Right, it's really awesome.
Yes, even though I was a girl, and it was a little bit different of a relationship because I was the younger sister, so I kind of got teased. And then I had three other brothers. Oh, my God, I come from a big... Do you have any other siblings, by the way?
I have an older sister who just recently celebrated a birthday, so belated happy birthday to my big sister, Nana, who lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and she was very instrumental and key in my upbringing as well, so I can't thank either of them enough.
So are you the baby?
I'm the baby.
Are
I'm
you
the
young...
little 50-year-old baby, yes.
Oh, my gosh, you are really that young?
What is that young?
I mean, I'm not saying that you look very young, but really, you're young. Wow. Welcome to me.
Well, thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. And 50 is the new 25 so far, Nancy.
Well, you know what? Somebody just put 70 is the new 40, and I said, oh, you just made my day, because that means I'm 42. Anyway.
There you go.
Yeah,
I've got something to look forward to then, right.
You know what? Most people don't believe how old I am because, well, I also played a 55-year-old in that movie where I met you at That's Life. But I just want to go ahead now that we got that question out of the way, because I'm sure you have so much to say, especially now that I'm learning you've been in radio 21 years and you're only 50. I mean, so you started out so young, and I did see some pictures of you too, but go ahead and just tell us, like, how this all occurred that you got into radio.
Well, thank you for saying that, because I think as somebody who really didn't have his first sort of professional radio job until 29, Nancy, I felt like I was a little bit behind the curve, because there were a lot of people who broke into this business in their early and mid-20s, so I felt like I had a lot of catching up to do. And even when I started working, there were people younger than me that were pretty established in the business already, so I kind of knew that I was going to have to work very hard to not only catch up with these people, but maybe make a go at this and be able to turn it into just a very successful and very good career. I'm lucky that I've had to this point. So just something I've always wanted to do, growing up in New Jersey, where I was born in Jersey, lived my whole life here, and just listening to the great radio that we had here and in New York City and the classic stations and all the great classic DJs, and just sort of falling in love with radio at such a young age and thinking that maybe this was something I could do someday, and kind of worked hard and made it happen and slept on plenty of floors and gave up plenty of holidays and weekends to pursue it. And, you know, you meet the right people and a couple breaks go your way, and the next thing you know, you're telling people that you've been in radio for 20 years, because it goes by that quickly. But it's been an interesting journey. Would I do it again? Knowing what I know now, it would be a little bit of a different thing, I think. But it's been a very rewarding career, and I've had the privilege of meeting and knowing and working with some great people along the way, too. And hopefully the next 20 years will be just as exciting as these 20 have been.
Oh, definitely. Well, you have a lot more time, excuse me, to go, that's for sure. I mean, you talk about going into radio at, you know, your age, the age that you were, 29. I didn't go into radio until 7 years. It'll be 7 years in September for me. So I was seven from 72, and you'll know when I went into radio. But anyway, it's never too late. To me, I feel like it is never, ever too late to do whatever you want to do. And there have been so many people in the industry that have proven that to me, including, I always say, like the Willie, I can't think tonight. Okay, folks out there, I have to let you know I have had some asthma problems, so I think it's affecting my brain. If I could have a nice shot of, like, let's see, what would I have a shot of if I did have a drink? Something really, Jack Daniels. Yeah, that would clear my throat up really fast. But anyway, getting back to your career, you must have interviewed so many awesome people over these 21 years. Are there any people in? Oh, and did you go to broadcasting school, like, or did you just pick this up naturally? I know I'm going kind of around the tree.
Kind of just right place, right time. I had a very good friend who was doing, believe it or not, of all things, a polka radio show every Saturday night at a very small station in Hunterdon County, and said, come on by and go into the record library and pull some albums out for me and read the news, you know, at the top of the hour, and see what you think. And it was one of those moments, Nancy, that I guess everybody at one point in their life, it's almost like you have this epiphany sort of moment where you feel like this is where I belong. You know, when a doctor sets foot in a hospital, or a baseball player sets foot on a baseball diamond, they feel comfortable, they feel home. The radio studio has always felt that warm and comfortable and inviting to me. So I think I was hooked from the very first moment, and I've worked in Philadelphia and Princeton and Trenton and New York State and Pennsylvania, and to work in New Brunswick, New Jersey every day is just an awesome treat and such a great thing for me. that it's been just wonderful. But in terms of guests and interviews, the list is incredible. Neil Sedaka, Paul Anka, Mike Love, celebrities that you wouldn't believe. But the interview that really kind of touched me, Nancy, was a few years ago I spoke to an author who was one of the very few people and maybe the only person to ever survive a jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. This man wanted to end his life and somehow survive.
Oh,
and shares his story and talks about his life. And I'm thinking the whole time that I'm actually having a conversation with someone that should not be here right now. And it was one of the few times that I really had a fight to kind of keep it together on the air, because this he touched me in a way that I had never, ever felt before, because now, thanks to what I was doing with him and his message, he was saving lives. He was talking to people in the exact same situation that he was in, and was able to sort of proverbially talk them off the ledge. And it was like speaking to an angel. It really was. It was a moment that I'll never, ever forget.
Yeah, that's an awesome story.
Just an incredible moment.
Awesome story. I can really relate to that, like, pivotal, I guess Dr. Phil would call it, like I watch him, and a pivotal moment in your life. And so that was definitely a pivotal moment for you. And for me, it's like we shared a little bit before the show that I was asked after I released 3 songs 7 years ago, and I had been listening. This is funny. I had been listening to this radio talk show host on my radio, and I never play music in my car. I'm too distraught. I have to really pay attention. So... but I had been listening, but I never really caught who it was, because I only go from here to ShopRite, you know. But anyway, to make a long story short, I ended up being invited on the Joey Reynolds show in New York City. And they said, and make that girl Nancy bring that guitar of hers and sing that song Indecision. Well, I get to the studio, my show's 1 a.m. in the morning, and it turns out that it's Joey Reynolds. I didn't know that when I went in, and I heard part of his first show, the show before me. And I go, oh my gosh, he's going to really challenge me. And I was excited though, but it was such a great show. And he had a comedian on with me from California, and I lived in California for 28 years. So it was just such a fun show. And I did exactly what I was channeling said. Interrupt him. Well, you won't get a word in edgewise. That's what I told
not
you.
Not bad when your first interview is with a legend. Not so bad, right?
A legend, yes. My very first. And then it snowballed. And then I had all the New Jersey. I was on Rock and Tommy. I was on Danny Coleman, you know, Rock on Radio. I was at Monmouth University. I was on so many radio shows. But from that night, I left that studio, and I knew I was going to be, I wanted a radio show. I knew it. And when I started doing interviews with local people, they were asking me to do shows with before their shows. And so that's when I was asked to be with Hamilton Radio, and they were the number one internet radio station in the state. They were above national radio stations, believe it or not, and they still are. And I was with them 2.5 years, but I had to drive to Trenton, and I got tired of it. So back to you. I do need my chatter teeth in front of me. Remember those? You wind them up, and they chatter.
I do.
You did, yeah. I didn't know if you were too young for that, Bert. But I have.
Maybe I'll try a set of those. I'll try a set of those in the studio with me one of these days, and say this is a little present from Nancy. Some chattering teeth in the background.
Oh, good. Because, well, you know what? Because I talk too much. I do. I know it, but I admit it. That's my song. I start singing it usually. That's my brothers and sisters. You talk too much. You worry me to death. Anyway, I have a story for you, a quick one, and then we get back to you. The minute I posted the promo for you, I received a public comment from a friend of mine who is the founder of a Bruce Springsteen site. Her name is Mary Ann Shive. She's a beautiful, lovely woman. And so anyway, I got to find it here. I got to find it. So this is what her comment was. Oh, and by the way, your show is on her show. So she's the founder of the name of the Bruce Facebook page is Born to Read Between the Lines of Bruce Springsteen. They have 1.3K members. So
wow.
Anyway, this is what Marianne says when she saw that you were going to be on this show. Marianne said this, and I'm quoting it. She said, I was early morning newscaster on WCTV Econ's Icons ago, on air 6 a.m. for the weather. For the weather, I looked out the window to see what it was doing.
That's
and
great.
That
well,
great.
So she knows all about 3 a.m. wake-up calls then also if she's doing weather at that hour. But she's absolutely right. You know, the best way to get the current conditions when you're doing the weather on the radio, walk down the hall and look out the window. That'll give you the current conditions. Ah, okay, sunny and 27. That's perfect. She's spot
that
on with that.
So
that's great.
Yeah, so it was so cute that she did that. She goes, oh, my God, so I put a message to her publicly, too, and I said, oh, my God, that is so awesome. And I said, I thought it was funny. Oh, you looked out the window to give the weather report. That's a good one. In fact, you know what? That's the most accurate because today the news people, it's never spot on what they're telling us these days. But you can't hold them, accountable because I believe they have a super challenge because of global warming. They don't know what's going on anymore. So it's not like in the old days. Anyway, I have to remember you're 50. I have children that are your age, okay? So there we go. Bert, back to you again. Because you know, I know you've had a million people on your show, and I said I could learn a few things. So I want you to give me some pointers about broadcasting and, like, why is it that you were inducted into the – I mean, you were noticed, you know – by the president and CEO of the 70-year-old New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and you were inducted into the, you know, the Hall of Fame. Like, now there are so many broadcasters. Like, how did you get, is it your personality? I mean, because you not only do the radio, you do live broadcasting, correct?
All sorts of things.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I do a Facebook live feed every day of the show, but it's so much more than that, Nancy. I mean, sure, it's being on the radio 3 hours a day, but it's being a part of your community and going to bat for people who need it, and sometimes saying the things that maybe people don't want to hear, but if it's something that needs to be said, having the conviction and having the courage to say it, and at the same time having fun. I mean, realize we're not curing cancer here. This is the entertainment business at the end of the day, so... I was the youngest person ever inducted into the New Jersey Broadcasters Radio Hall of Fame, which is a great honor. And when I got word of it, Paul Rotella, who was the president, I said, how can you do this to me? What a cruel joke. Why would you tell me this? And he says, Bert, I've had this quiet for 6 months, but congratulations, buddy. Well-deserved and welcome to the Hall of Fame. And I said, well, Paul, thank you for a couple things, including changing my life forever, because I think with this induction, that's exactly what this is going to do. But it's something I wear very proudly. In fact, tonight I'm at an event in Edison. I'm going to be introducing some people. And when they bring you to the podium and say, please welcome New Jersey Broadcasters Hall of Fame, it never gets old, Nancy, believe me.
Oh, I'm sure. Hey, and it's well-deserved, I'm sure. It's well-deserved.
Thank you.
Anyone that will get up 3 o'clock in the morning to get ready, because I know you'd have to drive away as two to do your show. See, I'm a night owl, so there is no way I would be. We were texting. You're getting up. I'm going to bed. I mean, that's the way. So I could never do that kind of a show. But I loved doing the live. When I had people come to the studio, I really loved that. When I, you know, and I can share, I've never been inducted into any Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I have had Rock and Roll Hall of Famers on my radio show. So, and it's just every time it's awesome. I've had two Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, that were music. I've had Vinnie Lopez several times, and I had Ricky Bird, who was with Joan Jett, and he is doing awesome things right now. He has a new album called Clean Getaway. But I got a phone call years ago, and I'm probably, this is the fourth year maybe that I'll be inducted, but even to be inducted or nominated for something is a huge, to me, a pat on the back. And it makes you feel that it's all worthwhile what you're doing. Because I got a phone call saying, oh, congratulations, Nancy, or a text, and I'm going, well, what for? I will follow this link, and I followed the link, and sure enough, I was nominated in the category of top radio personality supporting live talent at the Asbury Music Awards that's held at the legendary Stone Pony. I almost fell off my chair.
Well-deserved,
really,
and well-deserved. Well deserved for you too, Nancy, of course. It's something you should be very proud of. You worked very hard for that distinction. Be proud of that.
Yeah, so 3 years in a row, and now this is probably, it's coming time around now. I've probably been nominated again, but don't even know it yet because I don't go looking. I'll just all of a sudden find out about it. And but the thing is, Bert, I would win if they would have my category because I don't just interview live, I don't just support live music. I do musicians and writers and authors and, you know, I mean, all kinds of people, the mayors. I've done so many, I don't just do music. So if they just would do me a favor and make my own category, I could win. I love that idea because I'm really in
well,
the wrong
category.
Well,
maybe that's something in the hopefully they're listening, and you'll get that category and get that induction, Nancy. I can only hope so.
Yeah, it would be really nice because I don't. Well, I used to play music, so that's why. And I did the first 3 years. I did almost all musicians, so I started running out of them. So you know, I really did start literally running out of musicians. So at touring musicians and really famous musicians. And I mean, I had Gary Gallant email me, can I be on your show, you know? Anyway, yeah, and so I've been very blessed. But I started off, and I have to tell you something. You had a very dear friend of mine on your show recently, and so I have to tell you, Calvin Schwartz has been one of my best friends. When I started even interviewing, he came with me. I kind of said, come along with me to an interview at Rock and Tommy's, and he did. And we have been best friends ever since. And I started my show out to promote not-for-profits, to give back. And it's been an awesome ride, and I promote 10 of the best not-for-profits in the state of New Jersey. So I know that you also, like, are really, like, your whole thing, I read everything I could read on you. I Googled you. I read all your bios. I read everything about you, and I know how much community means to you and giving back. And that's what really prompted my show. And I don't think you can lose when you come from that kind of, a heart from you, and soul. And when it's your passion. So just talk away. I'm going to keep quiet now. I'm looking at my teeth.
No, you're absolutely right. Giving is the new getting, Nancy. And I feel good when I give. I've got enough stuff. I mean, I don't need material things. When I can help someone who's in need or help someone who's in some trouble or, you hear about families losing their home and people losing their jobs and people going through some tough times with medical emergencies. So that's why I'm blessed. I really am. And I give of myself as much as I can, whether it's helping sick children, those with special needs, building homes for people through Habitat for Humanity. It's in me to give. And I try to tell people, don't feel bad about feeling you're giving too much because there's no such thing. When you give of yourself, it's the ultimate sincere gift. And that's why we're here, to help out one another.
Right, exactly. And we need so much more of that in this world. We really do. And I also, since I was older and already, pretty much retired, I just have been doing this for fun and for free. And so many wonderful things have come back my way. It's like it wasn't for financial gain or anything like that. It was just to really give back. And I was able to do things I never thought I would do. I sang in Convention Hall 2 years in a row and, the first Saturday of every month until Superstorm Sandy, and that was awesome. I've done things that I go, shoot, I should be in the Book of Guinness World Records just for a few of the silly little things I've done. But, see, I grew up in Asbury Park. I grew up in Asbury Park, and I went to Asbury, school there, and my grandmother lived there, and I lived two blocks up from the Wonder Bar. And I grew up in the 60s, so I'm telling you, it was awesome. I mean, I feel people should do some investigating on, go to the Asbury Park Press or go to you. I'm sure you're familiar with everything that happened in Asbury, but if you look back into history of what Asbury was, days, it was like absolutely unbelievable. My being like a teenager and having a job on the thriving boardwalk in Asbury Park, and it was so different then. And it's coming back, but it will never be the same, of course. So anyway, what can I say about Asbury? I have a heart for Asbury, for sure. So
sure, sure.
I'm a Jersey girl. But I also went to San Diego. I went to San Diego for 28 years, and I did a lot there, too. So in ministries, I worked for a church for 6.5 years, and then I was a volunteer with the Franciscan monks at a 200-year-old mission. I did that for 5 years, and that was awesome. So I definitely have that giving back spirit, and probably because I'm the oldest girl of seven. I'm the oldest girl of seven in an Irish-Austrian, you know, family, Irish-German family. So, you know, I was kind of raised to be a giver, a caregiver, taking care of other people. And that just gives me joy. It floats my boat.
Yeah, sure. And Nancy, if there's ever at any point you miss seeing the sunset over the ocean, you know, if you go to Cape May County and go all the way to the bottom of Cape May and go to the bayside, the sun actually sets over water. It's very much like San Diego if you miss those sunsets there.
Right, right. Yeah, I miss the sunsets. I have seen many sunsets. I do not see any sunrises because I am
out
right, like a light. Yeah, but the sunsets, I have seen many, 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 many in California because everyone's out in California. I was 20 minutes from Tijuana, right on the beach in Carlsbad and Oceanside.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was the place to be. La Jolla, you know, all those Del Mar, all those areas, the best. And I was there 28 years, one-way ticket. So it was awesome, but I came back to take care of my mother, and that was also just, you know, divinely inspired. It was just part of what my life was going to be, because that's when I finally completed, you know, got into the music after my mother passed away, and then immediately put my album aside. Just, let it go. Sure, all those thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars I spent to do this compilation CD, and I haven't done anything with it. But in September, I plan on doing a lot with it. So, like I said, I don't want to make that announcement. But anyway,
that's great.
Getting back to you, you excite me so much being on my show because you're bringing me right back into the time of going into the studio at Hamilton and having somebody, like, all you had to do was be there and wait for your guests to come, and it was always so excited, and they give you the countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, you know. Now I put lipstick on, and I fix my hair, and I just do it from my, you know, in my house all by my lonesome. Boo-hoo. So, you know, it's still exciting, but it's not quite the same thing. But, you know, maybe I'll be getting to do some more. I was interviewed recently for a spotlight with Calvin, and then I was featured in a big magazine, a New York magazine, and I went into the big, you know, anyway, it's not about me. See, that's what happens. I get so excited about the arts because the arts are just such a big part of me from even growing up as a singer and an actress. And she was just an awesome person. And my brother Billy really too. Anyway, it was just inbred in me, just like you, like listening to all that phenomenal music. It just gets in your soul and your spirit and gives you the passion, the fuel to do what you have to do. It's not easy work by any means. The entertainment.
No, definitely not. You're right. And you had mentioned about Asbury Park and the comeback that's underway there. It's still a remarkable city, and music means so much, Nancy, to Asbury Park. You know, growing up there, you know the history, and you know everything about that city. Music. Right, music to Asbury Park is like what, you know, grunge was to Seattle, or blues to Chicago, and Motown to Detroit, and jazz to New Orleans. I could go on and on, but that's how important music is to Asbury Park and always will be.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, my aunt was inducted as an angel the same day that Johnny Shaw is the first on monument in Asbury Park, and he was the Jaywalkers. My brother was the lead guitarist with the Jaywalkers. They toured all over and opened for bands like Chicago and all the big iconic. And my aunt Joan Pakula was inducted as an angel then as well, because she worked for the Asbury Park Press, and she was the entertainers and features and entertainment editor and writer, and was a huge supporter of not only Bruce, but of my brother. My brother's 5 years older than Bruce. He could have been with Bruce easily, but he said no. He was having another baby, and he had his business, and it was growing, and he chose to opt out of that. But he still had his shining moments because, like I said, he was lead guitarist with James Cotton Blues and with Clarence Clemons for a year and a half. Clarence was a dear friend of mine. And yeah, I was at the upstage. I was there. But for me, I sing still and jump up on stage. People ask me to come up and sing and stuff, and I was known since I was like 18 as a singer-songwriter. But for some reason, call me lazy, call me noncommittal, I did not, and I was discouraged from doing that life. So for me, the radio is just so intense because when I realized I wanted to do radio, I mean, it's been such a ride for me. You know, my first person I had on was, I saw Destiny's Bridge. Calvin said, "I've got a ticket for you," and I went to see it, and I got, you know, Minister Steve Brigham was on. Anyway, see, I'm too easy for, you got to just say, "Nancy, hello, it's Bert.
You drew a very interesting comparison between your music and your radio. I think they both sort of touch people one-on-one in a very unique way. I mean, you see when you sing or play a song for someone how you're connecting with them. When I do radio, I pretend that I'm connecting with each person individually one at a time, and that's what makes radio so special, is it will always have that sort of intimate one-to-one connection that I don't think any other form of media will ever have. It's what makes radio just very special and very cool to me. It always has.
Right. And all of my shows, and I know yours are as well, all my shows are archived, so people can just go years later. I mean, when I stopped doing Hamilton, I came home, I went online, and I, like, books. I go, oh, my God, my account's still there. And I just, you know, within 2 weeks, I was right back on radio again. It was just so fabulous. And it didn't, you know, hurt me in any way. In fact, that's when Willie Nile emailed me and said, "Oh my God, I'm leaving for Spain. Can I be on your show? You know, and this week." And I said, "Sure." I was doing 2-3 shows a week. I mean, a month then. Now I'm down to 1 show a month. That's it. It's so much work. It's really so much work for me because I promote it before, and then afterwards I go back and promote the interview everywhere again too. And it's not like you could do a mail merge. You used to be able to do mail merges when I was working. If I could just merge it and just send it to everybody at once, that would be phenomenal. But Facebook doesn't allow you to do that. When they do, they'll be charging you to do it. You know,
of course they
that'll
will.
Come
of course
in,
they will.
That'll come in the future. But you have to do it manually. Thousands of dollars to do. Yeah.
You mentioned about all that audio being available there, and you are sort of one of the pioneers, I guess, of the on-demand and podcasting world that we live in now. Just the fact that any content available to anyone at any time is really the future of where our business is headed.
Well, absolutely, because like I was saturating the industry just through Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and when Instagram started, I got right on them. So I'm everywhere you could possibly be, and I got to say thank you, Bruce, because I always say this, not that he's the admin of these pages, but thank you to all of the admins of the Bruce Springsteen sites, because you guys put all of my shows, no matter if it has to do with music or not, only because I grew up in Asbury Park, and, of course, I was smart. I didn't even do this consciously. Ryan Roxett, Asbury Park style. I mean, that just was an awesome attraction for especially people in the UK and in Europe. So, like, that's where I will be headed in the future. So, and not just to radio, but to do my music. So, I really love entertaining, too. And when I do, people go nuts. They ask me for my autograph. This has been going on my whole life, so who knows? And the sky's the limit, Bert. There's no age limit. First of all, I say, thank you, God, that I look so young still. I act so young and I sound so young because I have big plans. And I don't even care. I don't care what I get back from it. I just love getting on and performing. My friend who passed away, he had a, it's still Good Morning with the Boss Club, Ronald Davis. He goes, Nancy, he goes, he said, I'm glad you're doing radio because that's where you're going to make it. He goes, you ain't going to make it. He talked to me like this. You ain't going to make it with your country music in Asbury Park. Oh, really? Well, you should hear, Asbury has gone country. They have so many country singers that are playing the clubs now. It's hysterical. I don't even go out
it's
anymore.
True.
I mean, but I just see it. And I've promoted all these girls that are like, you know, I've promoted the country band. So, like I said, there haven't been many people I haven't promoted. So, and I continue to promote them forever. Once you're on my show, like every time you do something, well, I don't know about you because you're on every day. But when you want to even send me a text and say, oh, I'm doing whatever, I'll just, every now and then I will be putting up go-to and I'll be promoting the interview.
That's awesome.
That's,
and I got to get your autograph the next time I see you because I want to get one of your autographs now. You got a lot of energy, Nancy. I like that.
Oh, thank you. I don't think I ever gave anybody my autograph ever. I would say, come on, don't be silly. But, you know, but I don't know. People are, you know, I don't know. I try to be as humble as I can be. I go, some of these people think I'm this big star or whatever, and I'm really, you know, I'm just a girl. I'm a crazy redhead Catholic Irish girl from like Asbury Park, New Jersey, you know. So then I say, until don't mess with me either. But anyway,
there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having a little humility, Nancy. Just be who you are. That's what makes all of us so unique.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I loved meeting you when you came to the filming of That's Life, and I didn't know if you came to be an extra or to just, if you had friends that were there, like Bob Cleary or Sean Guest, the producers. It's supposed to have a little snippet in the film festival this year, but I'm sure you've had many people from the film festival on your show, too.
Oh, sure, and continuing to do so. I was kind of disappointed when the Oscar nominations came out that the movie wasn't included, thanks to your work. But, you know, maybe next year we'll get in there and maybe take a run at an Academy Award. But it was great fun. I knew a couple of people on the set and was just invited down and was an extra on a couple scenes. And funny story, I was supposed to come back the following Saturday to do some more scenes. First time in my life, Nancy, I ran out of gas. That's never happened to me.
Oh.
I ran out of gas. Exit 117 on the parkway, and I had to sit for like an hour plus waiting for somebody to bring me a can of gas. And I said, I can't believe this. Of all the days I'm going to be in a movie, driving a car for over 30 years, I've never run out of gas until today. That's when I missed my second day of filming. I couldn't believe it.
That's a bummer. You know, that was my very first, and I did a screen test for that. I've been extras in many movies, but I never, that was my speaking acting debut. And so I had a really good part in that movie. I did. When I walked in the door, they go, there's Barbara. All I did was open my mouth. Hey, Sean, nice to meet you. And Bob was there. And I had, you know, they did the screen test and everything, and I did a reading, and they said, oh, you've got the part. And I was worried about it because in school, I wasn't good with memorization. I'm very good at ad-libbing or chatting and things like that, but forget memorization. And it was fabulous. And then I was offered another movie because I met Anjanette Pinkston there. Yay, Anjanette Pinkston and Keys. Give her a shout-out. And I couldn't do it. And it was a great opportunity because it was a really big speaking part. I would have been like the captain of the police department that would issue all the work for the day. And I didn't get to do it because it was 98 degrees in the summer and I would have had to go to Manhattan and Staten Island, and 98 degrees and 98 humidity. And I just couldn't do it at my age with my asthma. My asthma was really bad and I couldn't do it. But I have a future movie I planned too, because I really like performing. I really
there'll be many more opportunities for you in the future, Nancy, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I really do. But so anyway, what are you like, do you have any future plans as far as like you know, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna do this forever and ever? Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I'm so used to it now that some days if I sleep in till, you know, 5 or 6, I feel like I slept the whole day away. But the future is a funny thing, Nancy. You know, they say man plans and God laughs. So, you know, I'm just going to enjoy this one day at a time. And and do the best I can and be proud of my work and let things just kind of go where they go and make the best of it. And if I can make one new person happy every day, then I did my job. That's all I can ask for.
Well, you certainly made me happy when you you responded to immediately and said, oh, yeah, you would be thrilled. You would be, well, you said you would be honored. And I thought, that is really cool. I really, really, that made my day. So it made me very happy. So I did this last week. I'm looking at the time that we have left, and I'm looking for my book. Oh, here it is. I didn't have it last week. And when it comes time, like, I have to take time and I have to announce, we'll hang up, but I have to announce all of my not-for-profits, which are really the best in the state, which I am so happy to have. And
Sure, very important work, sure.
And I have my list, so that's great. It's right here, because I think I missed a few. I had to do it from memory, and think after all these years I would have it down. But anyway, and they've all been on my show, which is great, too. So
wonderful.
So, Bert, yeah, I know, that's true. It's like make the plans and then leave the results up to, you know, to God. And you never know what he has in store for you. And the blessings just come, for me, my blessings have come in ways that I could have never imagined, really. And I always say this, I always say the best is yet to come. I mean, I really feel that way. I feel like, well, the best is yet to come. And also, but economy, because you also really never know with your life what's going to happen. You don't know how long, you know, when your time is up. You really don't. I had a few scary days, like I was telling you before the show. I had a few scary days. I'm thinking, oh, my God, is this it? I better get my ducks or myself in order here. I have two daughters, but I don't want to leave them with all this stuff around. But anyway, I don't mean to be morbid, but I don't know. I got a little bit frightened when I wasn't breathing right. So I'm better now. It's all that, I don't know, New Jersey, I got to say. I love, okay, the state, and I love it. I love growing up here, but for allergies and everything, it's got to be the worst in the world, especially with all this wetness and dampness and the molds and the, oh, my gosh, it's like in San Diego, I was like, I don't know, out every single day and never had any problems, but here, and with the humidity kills the person with asthma. So, but anyway, getting back, is there anything that you'd like to promote, or is there anything that special shout outs you'd like to give to people other than you have already done as far as the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, which is, that's just the most awesome thing. I didn't even know they had a Radio Hall of Fame. I think it's just phenomenal.
Well, thank you for that, and relatively new and something that continues to grow, and I feel I'm part of a very select group of people to receive such an incredible honor in my life that I would have never seen coming. So I'm grateful for that every day. I'll get my shameless plug in for WCTC weekday mornings from 6 to 9, and hopefully you'll tune in and get a laugh or two and maybe learn a thing or two. But the best thing I can leave people with is, you know what, be good to each other and do the right thing by people, and you can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can still talk, because I certainly did talk enough. I hope that I didn't talk too much. It's one of my,
not at
I
all.
Say, don't
it was great to be here.
No, good, good. So anyway, it's been wonderful having you on the show, and I hope to see you around town a little bit. I don't get out too much anymore, but I intend on getting out a bit more this year. I've been in the past 2 years, but I went out and was asked to sing. I started singing actually at the winter solstice, and that was wonderful at the Saint. And then I sang a few times since, when I do it, I realize how much I miss it. So, you know.
Sure.
I have to get out there and sing, because everybody, like, you know, Bob Holding and Bobby Bandiera, I've sang with him. I've sang with Tim Clune. Like, they all ask me to sing when I show up. Oh, Ryan Rocks is in the house, you know, and I get up there and I get to do, by the way, my cover, my big famous cover is Blue Suede Shoes, and now everybody's doing it. So I go, how dare them steal my, first of all, people are stealing my rocks, my name. I was Ryan Rocks first, and now everybody rocks. Bobby Bandiera rocks. Jeff Crispy rocks, like all these people rock all of a sudden. So I said, you know what, it's okay, everybody rocks. It's okay.
You can be the first rock, Nancy. You're the original rock, remember that.
I, I'm only kidding when I say that I started it, but I did start it. And you know why? Because I have pictures of me standing on the rocks. I call myself a rock lobster, the B-52s, because I used to go down to the rocks and sit on the rocks with my guitar behind the rocks near Convention Hall, and in Allenhurst, too. So I have pictures of me when I was like 17, 18, and that's on my album. I'm on the rocks, you know, sitting, you know, doing my music. And I was a troubadour, so that's how people know me, as just singing around. Because I can't make this commitment that I don't know what I want to do Friday night. I know that sounds really awful, but it's like I don't. I guess I'm not as driven as I thought. I have really enjoyed having you on the show because hear it in my voice. You made me so happy. I just hope when I listen to this, I don't go, oh, Nancy, get a muzzle after. Really, that's my biggest challenge. I get excited. I swear I'm not going to eat chocolate before my show. I have this problem with dark chocolate, and I don't eat a lot. I ate my one piece of the day, but if I eat it before my show, it gives me, like, this energy. It's almost like, I don't know, it's like just gets me really going. And then there's no stopping me. Then I just like chatter on forever. So Bert,
it was wonderful
everybody,
to be
you
here.
Gotta go listen to Bert. And Bert's live on Facebook. Somebody's calling me. They should know better, but they don't know when my show is. But anyway, I want to thank you again for being on my show. It was absolutely awesome.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Thank you so much.
You take care, and I will send you a message when the promotion is up. It'll be. Oh, it's tonight or tomorrow. I always posted a few places tonight, and then tomorrow I'll get the rest of it done.
Well, I'll look for it. I'll be sure to share it. And again, thank you so much for this incredible invitation, and I enjoyed speaking with you very much tonight.
Yeah, well, there you go. That was Bert. Thank you. I enjoyed you, too. I look forward to listening to your archived shows. I'm going to take a look and see, and I definitely wanted to see the show that you did with my good friend Calvin Schwartz. So.
Thank
right,
you.
You
good
care.
Man. Absolutely. You
yeah,
too, Nancy.
You
thank you
care.
Again. Be well.
Bye-bye now. Okay.
All right, bye.
So that was Bert Barron. That was Bert Barron, and he's off. He's a radio Hall of Famer, and 21 years getting up. I mean, that takes so much dedication. It's like, that is just, to me, so awesome, especially if you're not really a morning person. You really have to be dedicated to do that. But anyway, I'm going to get to my not-for-profit because I'm over time as usual. And thank you, my Blog Talk Radio people, because you're so good to me. So it's Minister Steve Brigham, 10th City of Lakewood. Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey. Allison Saho, City of Angels, Recovery Radio. Actually, Allison is not doing that, but it is still in existence. So go to City of Angels Recovery Radio and find out who is the admin for that show. It's a fabulous radio show, and I think that you would love it, and you can turn other people onto it. Bev Cruz, Hit the Streets for the Homeless. Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes. Carlos Rodriguez, Director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties. Paul A. Ressler, President and CEO of TUPAC, the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. Mr. Tim McClune, founder of Holiday Express and Restaurant Tour. I love his supper club. I go there a lot to see. I love their shows. Also, Mr. Philip Richards, Director of Jersey Shore Rescue Mission in Asbury Park on Memorial Drive. And they also have a phenomenal, huge thrift shop. So there are many ways that you can get involved in bullying. Nick Clemens, bullying. It's called Bullying, We're Kicking It. And that's also another wonderful, if you've been bullied as a child or even know anybody who has been, most kids are bullied in some way or other growing up. It's just kind of the way kids are when they're younger and haven't developed any kind of, you know, emotion, like compassion or understanding to be kind. But please go to that as well. And I do have three wonderful sponsors for my radio show. Dr. Ina Solman, Smiles on Broadway. And she has given me a great Hollywood smile so that I could pursue my acting career, which I have done. Dr. David Marin, chiropractor, owner of the Marin Wellness Center. They're on Avenue of the Americas. and they're in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, and they have wonderful doctors of physical therapy there. And also my latest sponsor is Dr. George Peck of the Peck Center in West Orange, New Jersey, and he is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon, and his brother is Richard, is also a surgeon there. And Dr. Peck has really helped me out. I had a serious issue, a serious problem that I needed corrected. And I was told that he was the best in the state, and that's who I went to. And so I highly recommend him as well. So those are my not-for-profits and my three sponsors for my radio show who have been very good to me, giving back on in a not a financial payment, but in other ways, which have really benefited my health, and I thank them very much. All right, well, another show to promote the interview, and I hope that you enjoyed it, and I know that I did, and it was a real honor to have Bert Barron on, you know, radio personality, and as I've said many times tonight, that, you know, what an awesome thing to be in the radio Hall of Fame, and another New Jersey talent, a huge talent coming out of the state of New Jersey. Good night, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Bye-bye, everybody. Till next month, this is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style.